friends with beer?
I was late today because I was working out. This was an impromptu session. I was going to make a Christmas-themed intro, or maybe a turkey-themed intro, but I didn't.
Wait, are you drinking Christmas beer, Christmas-themed beers this time, or is that next time?
No, I'm going to this time, and...
Then I have to go get a different beer.
You don't have to.
Well, I do if we want to have any sort of alignment.
When have we ever been aligned, Peter?
I think we were aligned on a number of occasions, Scott.
All right, fine. I'll align with your alignment. Do you want me to show you what
No, you can tell our tens of listeners what you're drinking while I run and trade out my Goodwater Brewery Marzen, a festival beer, Oktoberfest, that is, mm-hmm. for a different one. So you tell us what you're drinking while I go and run.
Okay. There goes Peter. I see him going down the stairs. Don't fall! What a waste of a beer. Okay. I am drinking a Rogue, and people will remember that I've had Rogue beer on this podcast before. I'm drinking a Rogue Santa's Private Preserve 2021 Kringle Crusher. It is an ale with natural vanilla flavor, aged on rum barrel chips. Now, I'm gonna do a little bit of a spoiler here. I actually have had one of these already. And the fact that it was aged on rum barrel chips is apparent when you drink it. And I don't necessarily think that's a great thing, personally. Right now, Peter is downstairs. He's talking to me and I can hear him because he's communicating to me through his AirPods. However, he is not near his podcasting mic, so you cannot hear him. But right now, he is rifling through the fridge, which apparently is chock full of beer, and he is trying to determine which of these beers have been at temperature for a sustained amount of time. Chock full of beer, yes. More beer, that's right.
I'm coming, Scott! Don't start drinking without me! Okay.
Wow, that was interesting. When you walked in, the picture did shift. That was very cool.
I told you, that's the... That's
yeah, but it wasn't the side to side. It was up and down. See?
It does that too. You're not watching this, listener, because we don't record this as a video podcast.
Nor will we ever.
All right. So the reason I had to go downstairs is I have an Omegang Brewery Everything Nice, mm-hmm. which is a limited release strong blonde ale. It is strong. It is 9% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
And it is meant to be drunk at a temperature of 50 degrees.
It is meant to be drunk.
However, it's been in the bottom of my refrigerator, which is significantly colder. So it has to come up to temperature. So in the meantime, I will be drinking a Mason's Brewing Company Hefeweizen. And this is a brewery from Maine, Mason's Brewing Company. And I've never had their beer before. So is it about that time, Scott?
It is about that time. I already opened mine, though, and I poured it. Mine is an 8.3.
This is a 5-something, but the other one is a 9. So this is a warm-up beer, and the odds are that I will be somewhat intoxicated tonight.
Okay. Because I just finished editing our last episode, which I now put up on our new website. By the way, listener, you don't know this if you haven't been listening, but you have to resubscribe to our podcast because the RSS feed changed. There, look.
Beautiful. Cheers.
Not only did the RSS feed change, that wouldn't necessarily require a resubscribe, but for some reason, the Apple Podcasts podcast ID changed. So if you're listening to it in something that uses that Apple Podcast podcast ID, you need to resubscribe.
So...
But you can't hear this.
I was just going to say, they're going to know that already if they're not going to know that.
No, because... they're just going to think we podfaded.
Right. Which... In a sense, we sort of did. So there are 2 entries for Friends with Beer in the Overcast podcatcher right now.
Peter, I'm fully aware. That's why I sent you a message today saying I asked Vic to take care of the redundant one. The reason why is because Apple Podcasts is really stupid.
Yes. Well, on that note, I'll drink to that.
Okay. Once you put a podcast in there, all it does is it just keeps going out and looking at the RSS feed and saying, is it there, until he gets rid of that RSS feed, which he did today.
Well, that's nice of him.
That podcast won't go away. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go. So podcast update. That was the housekeeping portion of the show. Very
well,
good.
Yeah. We have our own website, friendswithbeer.com. There's a new feed. Resubscribe. And go there and look at the beer page. It's quite fascinating. However, I am loading full-size images right now in two tiny little boxes. So for people on mobile, it's probably going to take a while to load. So I know that. I'm working on it. I'll fix it.
Well, I'll try it right now. Let me just see. Friendswithbeer.com.
Well, you have Friends a fast... You live in... Oh, I forgot. You live in Boston. It's probably a slow...
.com.
Knowing your
enter.
Internet.
Zoom. There's the homepage. Click on the friends. There's me. There's you. I click on the beer, which is just beer in the menu,
yep,
by the way.
That's right. I know.
And I see, say, well, there's Mango Cart that I had last time. I'll click on that, and it goes right to their website. It seems to load just fine, even though they're full images. I forgive you.
Well, they'll be optimized at some point so that whenever I publish the site and it compiles, it's going to automatically create several different sizes of images, and then it will serve the appropriate one based on viewport size and desired size. You know, it looks at all that stuff and serves up the smallest image possible.
I'll drink to that.
And they're going to be WebP and then fall back to JPEG if you can't support WebP.
Ooh.
WebP is really small file sizes.
That sounds like what you do after you drink too much web beer.
No, that's beer pee.
Whatever.
Web beer pee.
Web beer.
Hey, you have to be careful. Turn your head back around. No, all the way. Yeah, there you go. I thought for a moment, you know, you got to be... Don't let that grow any longer, because I thought you were going for a... What did they used to call that thing?
A mullet?
Business in the front, party in the... Yeah.
I just barely gave myself a trim like 2 hours ago. So, yes, there's no mullet going on here.
The long part in the back goes down very much further than the long part on the sides goes down.
So that's the hard part to do by yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's where I usually need help. But I don't like hanging out in barber shops these days because, you know, COVID. So I'll sometimes have some help, and other times I get my clippers, and I'll just try to do as straight a line as I can. And then I look at it, I look at a video of it, I realize I messed it up and I have to do it again. And it just gets higher
pretty
and higher
bald,
and higher
yeah.
and higher. Yeah. I've thought about that. I've thought about just buzz it all.
I gotta say, I don't advocate being bald, but one of the advantages is everything's one length, aka I just take the straight clipper without any guard on it and just buzz the head, and then I'm done.
Very low maintenance.
It is very low maintenance. Oh, nobody can hear you again, probably.
It's very low maintenance.
It's very low maintenance, yeah.
But they can hear you say it like 3 times, so that's cool.
You have some topics that you want to talk about.
I do. Well, once again, we have been podcasting together now, on and off, for like 17 years.
Is this where you confess your sins?
And we still have audio problems.
Well, let's correct that.
Still have audio problems.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not completely immune. They have definitely had like, wait, what mic is this? Wait, what's this? What's this? But yeah, so I have a Logitech high def webcam, which I use for conferences because my desktop doesn't have a camera.
Right.
And it has a built-in microphone. Which is great unless you have an actual good, better microphone that you'd prefer to use. And you are using the built-in voice recorder app from Microsoft Windows, which I am, which does not let me select the microphone.
When you say the built-in voice recorder app, is it?
Yes.
That used to be a Skype thing, right?
Yeah. No. That was like Skype call recorder or something.
Okay. Did they just separate that out?
This is just an app called Voice Recorder. This is analogous to like the Voice Memos app on iOS, for instance, and probably on macOS, but I haven't owned a Mac for a few years. So this just records a WAV file from what I say. It's not tied to Skype or any communications program.
So it can only record your mic.
Just records my voice. Exactly.
One input source.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. Fine. Yeah. One input source. The wrong one.
Uh-huh.
So I fixed it.
Wait,
so
do I have a sad drum roll for that?
So how do you think I fixed it? I'll give you a hint before I tell our dear listener.
Inconceivable!
Oh.
Yeah, but here's the fix.
Oh, there was an air barrier.
Yeah.
No, you unplug your camera when we record.
I air-gapped the USB port from the camera's microphone. Yes. I tried to just disable it. I went into like device manager, and the only thing I could figure out was to like disable the entire camera. And I figured if I did that, I would forget that I had done it. So yeah. I should probably not do that right now. But if I see the USB cable lingering, you know, dangling right there in front of my computer, then I'll know about it. And I can feel this beer already starting to work. I'm not even halfway through, so this is going to be a fun episode.
That's a good job, and here's what I say to that.
Well, hey, I know I may be a little too old school for some folks, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hail to the yeah.
Hail to the yeah.
You're done, right? You got caught up on... Oh, you haven't started watching it yet because you haven't resubscribed to Apple TV.
Oh, I have not. No, I was going to... I'm kind of ready to, but right now I've got so much going on that I haven't had a lot of extra TV time. But I do have... I am watching Hawkeye. As of today, season one, episode 3 has just dropped. So I will be watching that as soon as we're done with this.
You know, I think you aren't the only reason that Marvel is still in business and keeps turning these things out, but I think that you're one of the primary reasons.
I'm a reason.
You're certainly a large contributing factor. Well, you're not
large. Does that make me reasonable? I don't know.
It makes you reasonable. Now you're drinking water. That's actually a great idea. Why don't I have water? I had some Tillamook Monster cookie ice cream that I was planning on eating while we podcast, but we didn't start in
time.
That sounds
better than water.
It is amazing, but I need water. But I still have some more beer to drink. I still have 12 ounces of this particular beer to drink.
Well, that sounds better than water. At least
by the way,
it is.
Listener, this is Rogue beer, so it is real beer. But I did buy it at Costco, and to be honest, my affection for it is about on the Costco level. Like, this is not one that I'm going to recommend. It's going in the list, but I'm not recommending it.
Okay, it's going in the list. That's excellent.
It is a beer, as I...
Good to know.
Didn't I say that on our beer page?
It is a beer. Yes. I don't know. Was that the review of it? This is a beer?
No, not. I didn't review each one, but right at the top, I think it says... Oh, yeah, it says, this is a comprehensive list of the beer we've enjoyed on the podcast. We can't guarantee you can find them near you. We can't guarantee you'll like them, but we can guarantee one thing. Every single one of these is beer.
All right. You said, though, that you did say that we have enjoyed them on the podcast.
Well, we're enjoying it, even though it's not the greatest. I'm here with
you.
Well,
I've got some double... Well, hold on. We're enjoying the company and the conversation. It doesn't necessarily mean we're enjoying the beer. I've got some double IPAs down in my refrigerator that I am almost certain I will not enjoy.
No, IPA will never be enjoyed. However, beer has to be really bad. Beer has to almost be an IPA in order to not be enjoyed. It does have to be pretty bad. It has to be an IPA, or it has to be the thin American swill known as Budweiser.
Known as beer in this country?
Yeah. Yeah. What used to pass for beer? Now,
you
I don't
what?
Think.
I like the size of this.
That looks really citrusy.
This can't. It's a Hefeweizen. It's not really that citrusy. At all, actually. It looks citrusy, but it's not. It probably would go well with a little bit of orange in it. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Looks good.
Friend with beer. Toast.
Friend
to beer.
With beer. Toast.
This is a beer, and it is good. I do enjoy it.
To beer. Beer gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Peter does not say nein.
Nein. I just said it.
Mm. We're no longer the knights who say nein.
We're me.
Me.
So let's see. I have not yet bought a MacBook Air. Rumor has it that they're probably not coming out until like maybe second quarter of 2022, last I checked. No?
I don't feel sorry for you at all.
I feel sorry for me, but I've got my iPad mini 6th generation and I like that a lot. So
I know,
happy
we talked
that.
About that last episode, which was a long time ago for us, but it wasn't a long time ago for me because I just got done editing it. I remember.
But what we did not talk about was
everything you said.
The Canex keyboard that I had.
Yeah, do we have to? That is the weirdest looking kickstands. No.
It works fine and it's the same size as the mini.
I understand.
And recently it stopped working.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay with you? Great.
Yes, that's okay with me. So now
it stopped working again.
Okay. What does this end?
But then it started working
okay,
again.
Okay, see, I knew it. This never ends. We're going to have to fade you out and that'll be the end of the podcast.
Of course, when did it stop working? November 30th, the day after all the sales stopped.
And not coincidentally, when you poured a beer on it.
I did not do that. I did no such thing.
Oh.
Maybe a tiny little spray of something, but no, I did not pour a beer on it.
You prefer?
If I was going to pour a beer on it, I would have done that on November 29th, so I could have gotten the Cyber Monday deals.
I'm not even buzzed, and I said perfirmed. You perfirmed a yoga move on it.
No, I don't know. It just started getting a little weird. I had to de-pair it and repair it with my iPad, and then it started to work again. So, but it's not acting great anymore. So, Did you make any Black Friday / Cyber Monday / whatever purchases?
I did buy a Udemy course for my daughter that I thought she might be interested in. I have her set up with a space on the server to start playing with HTML and CSS, and I have her set up with all the apps that she needs on her iPad Pro. She's got Working Copy, which I'm not going to show her yet for a little while. That seems like something that seems like unnecessary confusion for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got Secure Shellfish, so she can use the terminal. But more importantly, she can mount it as a folder in the files app. So she can move her files around. She's got Textastic, so she can do all the text editing she wants, and I can show her how FTP works. It's really the only option left for actual good code, especially web editing on iPad Pro anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is the one to have. It's not the most beautiful, but it is really, really good. And it just, every time I think of Panic and their stupid abandonment of Code Editor, I just want to...
You just want to panic?
Well, I just want to drink a bad beer, Peter.
Well, nobody should want to drink bad beer.
Mm.
I think you should drink good beer.
Anyway, so that is the only thing I bought. But no, I'm not... I've spent enough money on stuff lately. I bought a couple books. That's about it.
Just curious. I got myself...
You just froze. I think I... Oh, my gosh. We lost him.
I'm right here. I don't know what you're talking about.
There.
I'm right here.
What did you do?
Nothing. I did nothing, and you were consistent the entire time. It was your Macintosh.
No, it's the signal coming from you.
Well, the signal coming from you was fine the entire time. Like, I could hear you say that I just froze. Everything
you know
was fine.
Your terrible internet? It was like, I can only handle one direction at a time.
Does this do UDP? Is that how this works?
What do they call those? They call those? I can't believe it. Maybe the beer is kicking in.
Strings and tin cans? There's half duplex and there's full duplex.
Okay, maybe half duplex is what I'm thinking.
But the word for half duplex is simplex.
Okay, whatever. But half duplex is what they call it. Any operating system is going to call it half duplex when you go to configure. When you go to purposely do something stupid like configure an Ethernet thing into half duplex.
Fine. I'm not an operating system, so I can call it something else.
Okay, Peter, why aren't you an operating system?
Because I'm better than that. Because operating systems can't run marathons.
If Mr. Robot was correct and money is the operating system of the world, then we need a better operating system. And I'm nominating you as the operating system of the world. You almost ruined your...
Oh, wow. That's going to take a lot of resources.
You just about killed that mic.
Yeah.
That's
going to take a lot of resources to run that operating system if that's the operating system of the world.
Besides, if you're the system of the world, what happens to the world every time you go into Down Dog?
It reboots? I don't know.
Everybody's walking around society and all of a sudden all their rear ends go up in the air. Could happen.
This is what happens when two guys drink beers.
Right.
Oh, brother. So I drove to Vermont for Thanksgiving.
You did. I remember that. You sent me video and photos and now it sounds like more than it was. But
spent a few nights up there in Vermont. That was fun.
That's right.
And I did learn that Tesla... recommends when your car...
Tesla the dead guy or Tesla the car maker?
Tesla the car manufacturer.
Okay.
Recommends that you precondition your car, warm it up, basically run the heater, which heats up the battery.
Do we call that preconditioning
for an
now?
Hour?
I guess
when
battery,
it's cold.
Yeah.
When it's cold, when it's near freezing temperatures, they recommend that you run the heater for an hour before you run it.
That's a really long time.
It is a really long time. And that chews about 10% of the battery charge if it's not plugged in.
But I imagine that if you didn't do that, it would chew about 50% of the battery charge as soon as you press the accelerator.
Exactly. So when I stay in Vermont now at my parents' house, I've got a fast charger out there so it can offset the loss and charge it fast enough. But now knowing that I have not been charging it long enough, now I know that I need to charge it in advance. And that's something that the app, you still can't like do that from the app. You can't say charge this until it's warm or charge this and notify me when it's warm enough to drive.
This sounds like an automation gimme. This sounds like a given, like an obvious, like set a schedule maybe and or, you know, say have a default.
You can set a schedule. But if like, and I do, but since I don't have a regular commute, I don't have it preconditioned anymore. But if I'm at my folks' place and I say, you know what, I want to head out around 10 o'clock, have the car ready for me then, I have to go into the car, set a conditioning time for this location and say, go. I can't just tap the app and say, I would like to depart at 10 o'clock today. You do the rest.
If it lets you set a schedule, why doesn't it let you set new arbitrary schedules?
It doesn't let you set the schedule from the app. You have to get into the car, and it only supports one schedule per location.
Gotcha. Well, that is stupid.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are silly little things. And instead, Elon Musk has them add fart sounds and whoopee cushion mode into the car. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. Tesla has whoopee cushion mode, and you can make it, of course, sound like it comes from the passenger's seat.
So you're telling me that a Tesla is nothing more than a really expensive mobile app store from 2008?
Except there's no apps. You only have a handful of default apps. So it's more like from 2007 for like a Nokia T9 keyboard. Like you can download Snake.
You can download Java.
And that's about it. That's it.
Elon Musk is into fart-sounding Java applets.
Yep. It's pretty sad.
That troubles me. It's ridiculous. That actually troubles me.
Is that not ridiculous?
I mean, you could overlook the fact that the scheduling thing wasn't available as, okay, they didn't get to it, blah, blah, blah. But then when they've actively done something that ludicrous,
yeah,
that really makes you wonder about their priorities.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, fix freaking autopilot. You know? Anyway. We gotta move on. Different topic. We gotta move on. Okay, but before I do that, they did have my car.
Well, wait, before you move on, you have to precondition. We've established that. We just literally established that. There you go. That's
you're right. I'm still warming up. Hang on.
I'm behind you. I'm not as preconditioned as you. I think we just invented a new term for it. Preconditioned.
I gotta say, this Mason's Brewing Hefeweizen. I really enjoy this beer. This is good beer.
You know what? You just made me realize that I need to have a rating system eventually.
I was just going to say that. We have to have ratings on the website because this is a good beer and I am enjoying it. And sincerely, this is Peter talking, not the beer. I'm really enjoying the conversation. It's silly. It's just you and me. And of course you, dear listener. I mean,
at least 10 people. Yeah.
Tens of listeners. But no, it's great catching up. So this is fun. And I think everything nice might be warm enough to drink.
I love how we've invented a new term for drinking beer on an empty stomach. It's called preconditioned. Now I feel
preconditioning. So the week before Thanksgiving, though, I had taken my car to the Tesla dealership.
Is there such a thing? Last time I heard it was a tent popped over your garage.
Well, actually, I take it back. I did not take it to the dealership. I took it to the service center.
Which is a tent in front of your garage.
And I need to precondition before I finish this thought.
Okay. He's preconditioning.
This is good.
I gotta see if I can find that around here.
I need to add that to my Rate Beer account, too. This is good. I'm going to hold that thought.
Rate my beer.
Hang on, listener. Before you go anywhere, listener.
First, precondition. Second, let Peter finish.
I'm preconditioning.
No, I'm telling the listener before they go anywhere, they have to precondition.
Yeah, they should listener, drink.
For an hour, apparently.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Beer. Mason.
He's struggling.
Dude, I am a lightweight and I don't, and of course now I'm getting all of these notifications on my phone when I'm trying to just, I'm like, nah, get away.
You can't wait through them.
Hefeweizen. Okay, got it. Is it, wait, Mason? No. What? No.
Hefeweizen.
I found Mason's. I guess I have to search for them. Hefeweizen. Great. Mason's Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking. Okay, it's not Hipster Apocalypse. It's not Lipster.
Are you 21?
No, I'm in the Rate Beer app.
I always say 1901 every time it asks me what year I was born.
You're 120 years.
They never question it.
Nope. Why would? All they know is you're more than 21. We're good. They don't have the freaking Hefeweizen in this one.
Mm.
Great. Yeah, this one's called Mason's Brewing Company Hefeweizen. They have other names like American IPA, Overhop Cripster. I think I have that one in my fridge.
Cripster?
Hipster Apocalypse. Yeah, wow. It was weird. This brewing company teamed up with an independent comic book, and they published this in sync with a comic book graphic novel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I can't find the Hefeweizen on Rate Beer anywhere.
Whatever. Move on. You can rate it later. Make yourself a to-do.
Darn it. Okay. I had my Tesla at the Tesla service center because Summon was not working reliably. Sorry, Smart Summon. The thing that lets it navigate on its own through a parking lot, it would not work. And the real reason I took it in was it would start, every time I would start the car to go drive, it would be in jack mode. So essentially the suspension would be disabled. So my car would be in jack mode and it would not enable the smart suspension. And so when I went to drive it, it would complain and it would bottom out as I left my parking lot, which angered me to a degree.
Wait, isn't that the opposite of jack mode? Jack mode should...
No, it turns everything off so that you can jack it up.
Oh, gotcha.
And this happened multiple times in a row. And then, of course, like 2 days before my service appointment, it stopped doing it. But I'm like, guys, you got to fix this. And I was...
Aren't there logs?
Almost certain. I was so certain.
Don't they log every physical position, everything?
Except when it benefits the customer to know this information, then they conveniently don't have this data.
Oh my God. See, that stuff should just be logged by default, just logged all the time.
And they should also say something like, oh, that sounds like a software issue. We can fix that remotely. But they didn't. So I had it, they had it there for days. And then I was asking them to do a few other things. And one of the things they said was, oh, your tires are kind of bald and 3 out of 4 need to be replaced. So we can quote you to replace just the 3. I was like, okay. I used to always drive all-wheel drive cars. It's been a while since I had just a rear-wheel drive, but I know no one ever replaces 3 tires. It's going to be all 4.
I don't think you do on any car because, well, yeah, all-wheel drive for sure, but I think on any car, you still want the diameter of your tires to be roughly the same.
Exactly. It's like, you don't just replace 3 tires, dude. But as it happened, I had an appointment the next day to get my winters put on. Mm-hmm. So I did because I asked my father, hold on 1 second. I got a precondition here.
He asked your father, Father, may I precondition?
Yes. Oh, this is going to be a great evening. Okay. I predict that I'm going to show up late for work tomorrow. Everything nice. So the so I told the Tesla people, okay, thanks for the quote. I'm actually going to have my winter tires put on tomorrow, so don't worry about it. And when I had asked my father, you know, like, what's the weather like up there? Have you got any snow? He's like, nope, no snow. No snow in the forecast at all. Of course, I looked at the forecast, and it's like, Friday, snow. And I was like, yeah, I'm putting my snow tires on. And I'm glad I did, because it snowed. It was like blizzard-like conditions, and the roads got really lousy when I was heading back home
so
that night.
So what forecast was your dad looking at?
The one from the paper.
The paper.
Because my dad still goes and gets the newspaper, even though I have told him that he can say, Alexa, forecast, anytime he wants, and have her just tell him the weather.
Dad, know that newspapers don't get weather updates.
Oh, that's when you wait for the next edition.
Oh, the next paper, yeah.
And you still have to wait until 6:30 for the television to show the weather. There's that too.
So what he could have done was he could have dug his way out to the newspaper, right? Shoveled his way out to the newspaper, got the newspaper, come back in, stamped his feet, all the snow off his feet, and then he could have opened the paper and looked at it and said, oh, I guess it's going to snow after all.
This beer... Yes, he could have done that. This everything nice beer, I've only had one of these so far. This smells amazing.
You look like you're in love.
I am in love. This is amazing. So this smells like an amazing Indian curry. All of the spices. It's got a lot of same spices. It tastes like a strong Belgian ale, and it finishes like gingerbread.
But what does it taste like spices? When you rub it through your hair, what's it like?
I haven't tried it, but I'm tempted to. I'm really tempted to.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. I've got to look for that around here. I haven't seen Omegang. I'm sure they're around here.
They're based out of Cooperstown, New York. So they're more in this side of things, but I highly recommend them. And again, if you're going to check them out, check out Three Philosophers.
Yeah,
Peter's that is like that. Their flagship one. Yeah. Well,
we've got that listed under two episodes on our page.
Yes. So, wow, this is so good, though. And the finish, though, it's like you taste some of the spices as it's coming down, and then as it finishes, it's like, did I just swallow a piece of gingerbread or eggnog or something? I mean, it's really nice.
Okay, I'm going to github.com right now, and I'm going to add a issue, and the issue is going to be a feature request, and it's going to be beer rating system.
So one of my clients wanted me to call them, and it was an emergency type of situation, and I'm like, I don't think I should be doing that right now, because I informed them that I had a prior commitment, and it was this podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was this about?
I don't know, because I didn't take the call. Something about an ongoing SOC 2 Type 2 audit. So the auditors have questions. But I was busy, because I booked with you, my friend, with beer.
That is very
ahead of time.
I appreciate that. Should I set a date on this milestone? Oh, yeah, no due date. Let's see. How about... Oh, it's December, so I should probably put it in January. So I will try to commit to, by the end of January, having a beer rating system, but that's up for grabs. There. I'm using GitHub to plan our future website functionality. As I do, because it's got a really good issue tracker.
GitHub. They had a security issue recently, but they responded very quickly to it. I know some of the people who work
there. Was that why they were down for a few hours the other day? What was the deal? What happened? Are you allowed to tell?
Honestly, I don't remember anymore because of the beer.
Oh my God, it's erased your memory. Peter, do you
know
who I am?
What happened? Yes, I remember who you are, Scott. I don't remember what was the cause of the GitHub outage, however. I do know that there's this thing called a search engine that you could use. One of them is very popular. It's called Google.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others. There are alternatives. If you're a masochist, there's one called Bing.
There's one called Dinkin' on the Dark Web.
If you are old school, there's one called Yahoo, which is powered by Bing.
Hey, is anybody still got Alta Vista running somewhere in a closet? I would love to revisit.
I think that's gone. I think AV is gone. But you know what? I'm going to pause and check, because now I want to know. Wow, I am tipsy. Oh my God.
You are. I saw you leaning there for a second.
I just went to altavista.com and it's Yahoo!
Oh my God.
That's sad.
So Yahoo ruined that name.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't or weren't around or on the internet, yeah, Alta Vista was like the first search engine, wasn't it?
It was the first real, it was the champion.
Powered by Digital Equipment Corporation.
That's right. DEC.
DEC, which was later acquired by who?
A microprocessor company.
Compaq.
Oh, well, the CPU business, the DEC
Alpha
CPU architecture went to the DEC Alpha went to Intel, and they were gonna make
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were gonna make a RISC architecture out of it, and then they abandoned it.
HP didn't get it and kill it off. I didn't know that. Oh, no. Okay. Well, anyway, the DEC, the PC manufacturing thing, that went to Compaq, yes. which went to HP.
Which went to Hades in a handbasket.
Ugh.
Although they still have... I actually have an HP laptop at work. And I gotta say, I wish I would have gotten the Lenovo. The Lenovos are a mixed bag. There are some really nice Lenovo laptops. There are also some piece of crap. Don't ever get a Lenovo... What's it called? ThinkPad? Not ThinkPad. Is it a ThinkPad? No, Yoga.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Yoga. Don't ever get the Yoga. It's horrible.
Really? I have heard that the Lenovo... Wow, this beer is hitting me even harder than the second one. This is awesome. The Lenovo Yoga has been described as the perfect comic book reader factor.
No, first of all, no. Because then you have the keyboard and all that crap behind it. And then it's just a horrible user experience all the way around.
This is one where my friend Josh and I disagree. Because I think that the perfect tablet reading comic book reading format is iPad Mini.
Yes.
iPad Mini. Yes. We said it at the same time. It's like we couldn't have practiced that better, man. That was great.
No, we couldn't have.
iPad Mini.
But we should try and practice it anyway.
You can adjust that. You can adjust the recording. So I'm going to drink more water. Because I am afraid I'm going to be hungover tomorrow morning, which is going to be
interesting. I need more water. By the way, I don't have that time-based obligation that I had a minute ago, so go on with your topics. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't have a hard out.
hard out. Well, anyway, I forget where I was, but anyway, Tesla wanted to replace three tires. I told them no. I had all my winters put on. I went to my local gas station / service center, which, you know, the only thing they ever do is tire work, and they do the annual inspection for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're so much better to work with than the freaking Tesla. Like, oh, you must do everything by the app. Blah 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 blah. And then no, it's like, literally, can we swear on this show?
Yes, go ahead.
F*** you, Elon Musk.
Yes.
I hate him. Love my car, hate the company, hate the founders and the CEO.
He is a startup guy. He is not a sustained, serious adult business guy.
He's not an adult.
No, he's not an adult. So it makes me wonder why he's smart enough to keep his... Because clearly somebody smart is running SpaceX.
Could be.
I'm sure that Elon Musk is providing the vision, but somebody smart is actually getting stuff done there.
Yeah, and it's... At this point, I don't think it's him anymore.
On the other hand, they also don't have to scale like to the same amount as what Tesla has to do in order... I'm talking about people support. They don't have to... They have to not kill people. That's important.
That's a good start, but Tesla has not succeeded at that.
No. But I mean, the space company... Well... SpaceX, I think that the big problems facing SpaceX are the type of things that would interest him enough to do it right. Maintaining a large fleet of cars that don't break down all the time and that are convenient to repair and convenient to get serviced and convenient to deal with anybody from his stupid company, that's not something that he cares about, and that's not something that gets any attention whatsoever.
Nope. Not at all. And that's, you know, I have friends
with beer
who are buying, with beer, but some of these, I have friends without beer.
No, say it's not true.
Who are buying Teslas, and I'm telling them about it. Like, look, I bought this thing knowing that I was getting into a beta software platform, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing that happened too. While I was in Vermont, one of the days we had this phenomenon called snow, which is a version of frozen water.
Right, it's that thing that your dad says won't happen.
Right. And it caused the door handles to freeze shut.
That happens.
And ever since then, the rear passenger side door handle doesn't work anymore.
That doesn't happen.
So I have a mobile service appointment for like 2 weeks from now to come here and fix that.
Handles freezing is normal, but usually when they unfreeze, they magically fix themselves.
Bingo! So you'd think that maybe they would say, like, oh, I can't open. I'm going to stop trying. No. I'm going to try really hard and, oh, I broke something.
Bear in mind, this is the same guy that wants us to survive on Mars.
And listen to fart noises in your car rather than making autopilot better.
Well, that's just until we can get to Mars. I would assume once we get to Mars. What is that little red dot on my...
Snipers? Duck, get down!
I don't know what that is. Oh, I think it's telling me that my camera is being used, which I already know. Thank you. Oh, it knows that FaceTime and Audio Hijack are utilizing input and output sources. Okay.
I have a little dot, but I can't tell if it's red or green. So it's probably the same thing.
Which part of your anatomy is it located on? Wow. Sorry. Okay. Work updates. You said something about work updates. What do you have for that? Do you actually have something for that?
The size of the team that I manage. Wow.
Peter, it's not about the size of the team.
The size of the team that I manage at the hospital doubled this month. Doubled.
Wow.
Twice as many.
So you brought what's her name on?
Yep. And another new guy. So far, they're working out great. So I'm really happy about that.
Is his name Alfredo?
No, his name is not Alfredo. And what's her name is not to be discussed on this podcast either. She wants to come on the podcast and say, hey, I'm blank. That's her prerogative. But I'm not going to subject any of my, you know, friends or employees to this torture called friends with beer.
Tech is getting worse, dude. It's like getting worse. And the more that women quit wanting to be in tech because they hate being around guys who are assholes, the more guys who are assholes think women can't do tech.
And boy, this woman would have stories to tell, and I'm going to leave it at that. Oh, this is so yummy.
That's good.
The only thing that I don't like about this beer is that it does say that it has natural and artificial flavors. So I don't know which part of this is natural and which is artificial, but at this point, I don't care.
Are you natural?
The only thing I care about is wrapping up this episode and safely making my way downstairs when I have to.
Okay. Your interest is in not further recording. Your interest
no,
is
no,
in...
No, 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 no. I've still got a lot of beer, and this is a lot of articles. We need to keep talking.
I have to go downstairs, then. I'll be right back.
So I have to entertain people while you go away?
I was about to ask you, do you think you can safely and articulately... Is that a word?
Safely, yes. Articulately, I'm not so sure. But I'll try.
Give
try.
A shot.
So
I have
this time
new
it's,
one.
It's Scott's turn to go downstairs. And it sounds like he's getting another beer at this point.
Yeah, I haven't. By the way, these are different downstairs. Peter and I are unfortunately not in the same location.
We are. So he's on the left. He's on the best coast.
Yeah.
I'm on the beast coast. There's a difference.
The least coast. You misspelled least.
Least is morer.
Oh, less is more.
What I will say is that my
what you will say.
What
yeah,
I will
I'll go downstairs.
Say.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're supposed to be going. Go on.
Yes, I'm
going. Go
leaving.
On. Go.
Okay, bye bye.
Go on. Go on. All right. So, listener, it's just you and me now. This is great. Now we can talk about Scott behind his back. He's looking at me now. But he can't hear us. This is great. All right. So, seriously, if you have a Facebook account or an Instagram account or you use Jiffy or WhatsApp, drop it. Okay. Mark Zuckerberg is rotten to the fucking core. All right. And he is using you. If you don't believe me, just do some research for God's sake. Okay. Also, let's see. I'm going to get on my soapbox here. Get vaccinated. If you're listening to this and you haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19, what the hell is wrong with you? Get your head out of your butt and get the shot. Okay, good. And finally, my stock portfolio lost like almost 1% of its value today, and that sucks. Not happy about that. Okay, that's all I got. Scott is back now.
So there I was with the corn cup. What?
And we can continue this.
I have another rogue beer, Peter. But this one is a good one. This is a very good one. It's called Jam Sesh.
Jam Sesh!
It is a blonde ale with strawberries. Yes, six natural flavors.
That's funny.
It's actually very good.
So just a reminder that Everything Nice is a strong blonde ale.
Did you used to be blonde? Your hair is semi-dark, mid-dark.
Do you not recall...
Ever being blonde?
Ever being blonde.
Even in your surfer days? You didn't have those beautiful strawberry highlights?
Like, whoa, dude, no. Even when I was hanging 10, I wasn't blonde, dude.
Because you know the sun does that. My brother, when he used to be out in the sun a lot, he was... He had the definite hair streaks going.
I recall in 1990 being told that I looked like I had blonde highlights. And I thought that the girl was just looking for some reason to strike up a conversation with. Because I did not have blonde highlights.
Really, she kills everybody that has blonde hairlights.
I survived.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Yeah, Jam Sesh, I recommend it. It'll be on the webpage. It'll be in the show notes. It'll be in your podcatcher.
With a rating. I recommend we keep the rating simple, though. Like,
yeah.
This or this.
And the name of who rated it. Like, we could, like...
Peter this, Scott this. Sure, that works.
And someday...
It could be P this, S this.
Yeah, it could even occur that someday we actually have shared, maybe not at the same time, but we've sampled the same drink. Could happen.
Well, we had talked about that. That was one of the things we had talked about early on, was that we would be sampling the same drink at the same time. Mm-hmm. That just didn't happen.
Well,
that was hard.
It is intriguing to me how much stores around here will, of course, naturally favor the local brewers, and that the area-based stuff definitely does get more attention in that area, which is unlike a lot of other grocery products, if you can call beer a grocery product. But you know what I mean? Regionalism is pretty strong with beer.
Yep. I follow.
It's the one case where I don't find regionalism to be offensive.
No, I mean, it's like, hey, local pride and stuff.
Right.
You know?
You know I'm not a nationalist. You know I'm not a seeing others as outsiders and all that other nonsense. But when it comes to people having interesting local beers, that just makes it more interesting to travel or to find out about other areas. That's the kind of variety that we like. That's the kind of cool variety in life.
It's variety. Variety is a good thing.
Right.
I agree. Yep. Yep.
And if we all had exactly the same beer, exactly the same food, exactly the same accents, right now your accent is different than normal. But
well, yeah, because I'm a little bit drunk. That's why.
Okay, so let's talk about your foot.
My foot. So, dear listener.
Which foot is it?
It's my right foot.
Oh, darn it. There was a movie called My Left Foot.
My Left Foot. No, not that movie. I never saw that movie, but I know the one you're talking about.
Peter Day-Lewis.
The last time we the last time we recorded, I was getting ready to run my first marathon.
Actually, no, you'll have to listen to it. I swear I just finished editing it, and I think you actually had finished the marathon at that point. You did, yeah.
Was my foot in pain?
No.
Was it just finished the marathon?
Just finished.
Okay, because 3 days after the marathon...
Like you were still sweating and scratching yourself.
Got it. 3 days after the marathon, after the sweat had cleared, I developed some pain in my foot. And then I developed swelling in my foot.
Swell.
And my rudimentary analysis said this could be a stress fracture, so I stopped running. I saw a doctor. I'm giving you the abridged version here, which I don't know why I am. Why don't I just go into detail? Because I still have all this beer to finish.
And I was going to say, let me see how much you have left. I don't think there's any abridging required here.
That's right. I can drag this one out. Yeah. So 2 days after the marathon, I did a light 5K just for fun. It was work, but it was fun. The next day, I did just 2 miles, and it was just work. Mm. It was not fun. Mm. And that night, I was having a glass of wine with a friend, and she looked at me, and she says, I don't think it's supposed to do that. And I looked down at my foot, and it had like swelled
she's
up.
Like, she's like, why do you have elephantitis of the foot?
Pretty much. It was elephant foot. And I was like, that's not good. So I took a week off.
I don't think it's supposed to do that.
I ran the next Wednesday. The next Thursday. I did
a 10K. I don't know
who she 10K.
Is, but I like her already.
And she's all right. I did a 10K the following Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the marathon was Sunday. I took a day off. I ran Wednesday. I ran Tuesday. I ran Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Took a week off. Ran Thursday. Ran Friday and had pain. And that Friday night I had swelling again. Wow. So I said, okay, time to call a doctor.
Time to shut it down.
I shut it down. I stopped running, made an appointment with the doctor. And this is like a doctor who treats like, you know, like Olympians and Patriots and Red Sox and whatnot.
Wait, Patriots? You mean those crazy guys in the desert with the AR-15s?
No, I'm not talking Proud Boys. I'm talking about football players formerly of the likes of Tom Brady.
The team Patriots.
Yes. So,
because there is a crazy group that calls themselves the Patriots.
That's true. So I made my reservation, my appointment. And at first they're like, yeah, we can see you in late February. I was like, you know, by then, whatever's going on is going to have fixed itself. No matter what it is. I don't care if you can say, like, my foot was cut off. It's going to have regrown by then. So I need something sooner. And they're like, how about 3 weeks from now?
Peter's a lizard?
3 weeks from now in late November? I'm like, that's better. I'll take it. So I saw the doctor, and he looked at it. He said, it looks okay. He ordered x-rays, took x-rays, no sign of a fracture, so it's not a bone. Mm-hmm. So he said, either it's soft tissue damage or it could be a broken bone that healed itself. And I'm like, okay, let's say it was. At my age, a bone heal is generally going to take like 6 to 8 weeks, if not more. So the odds that it healed itself in like 3 or 4 weeks, slim to none. So I'm thinking it's mostly soft tissue. So he prescribed physical therapy. So I called the physical therapist office that he recommended, which is Spalding. They're like world renowned down here in Boston. They could see me
a tennis ball
in like
company?
8 weeks, different Spalding.
Okay.
They would not be able to see me for like 6 or 8 weeks. And I was supposed to have 6 to 8 weeks of rehab. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be sitting around on my butt for 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-mm.
So I called my local place, shout out, Boston Physical Therapy and Wellness, headquarters right here in Medford, Massachusetts. Same ones who helped me recover very well from my rotator cuff repair. They were like, yeah, we can see you Wednesday morning. I'm like, wow, that's better. So I scheduled that. And I just had the meeting this morning, and the therapist gave me some exercises to do. And he said, go out and start running, do walk runs, go out, walk for 10 minutes, run for 2 minutes, walk for 2 minutes, run for 2 minutes, walk for 2 minutes. Repeat that 6 times, come back home, walk 10 minutes. So I did that today, and it felt great to move again.
OMG.
Yeah. And so easy, like being able to stop every 2 minutes. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's nothing, right?
Wow, this is awesome. So I had a lot of fun, and I had more fun actually doing the run than I did enjoying this beer right now. But
I don't think you burnt as many calories as you are now imbibing on that walk, run, walk, run, walk, run.
Not even close. But according to my Fitness Pal, let's talk about that. My Fitness Pal, Scott.
I'm your pal, but I'm not your Fitness Pal. Although we do have, you did get me into yoga, and I.
But no. I'm talking about the app, My Fitness Pal.
Oh, the blue app.
The app that you swore off because you had switched to something else.
Yeah, I don't have my Fitness Pal anymore. I mean, I have it. And then once in a while, I use it if
I still get
not
updates
available.
Saying that you're using it.
I'm not. But once in a great while, what I'll do is I'll log something in there just to see how many calories it comes up with. And then I'll create
you
a new entry.
Have, as of 2 days ago, you had logged in for 7 days in a row.
No, that is not true.
You know what it is? You have some other app connected to it, and it's automatically feeding.
What is that app, though?
I don't know. You can find out,
though. Oh! I bet I never disconnected it from Health App.
Bingo! Do you recall in 2018 when I did my yoga week-long silent meditation retreat?
Yeah.
And I asked you to sign in to my FitnessPal account to keep my unbroken streak going?
I do remember.
You did not have to do that because my apps were connecting automatically.
And so were you getting double entries?
No.
Oh, I wasn't entering anything. I was just logging in.
Oh, yeah, you did enter things.
Oh, that's right.
You
entering like a coffee or something.
Yeah, you entered things like you went back through whatever I had eaten and found stuff this. Like I had a random beef jerky stick or something like that, and you entered like 20 of them one day or something. That was hilarious.
At least you knew I was doing something.
Yeah, no, you did exactly what I wanted to do. That was hilarious. So, yeah.
Okay, so where are you going with my Fitness Pal? We start talking about it.
We're still friends on it. That's what I was saying.
Don't disconnect it.
Don't disconnect it. I love seeing your name come up on it. It's great.
I was just going to disconnect it from health.
No, don't do that because then you're going to stop logging in.
Okay.
I like seeing that you've logged in 7 days in a row for no reason.
Okay. I do track my calories every day, Peter, and I do have to do the math and I have to balance my budget.
But do you do it in my Fitness Pal?
No, I'm doing it.
You switched to Food Noms.
I switched to Food Noms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't I just say that? I just like it better because I can run shortcuts against it. So I can do things like how many calories do I have left? And it takes into account the exercise that I've already done plus what my calorie budget is, and it can display it for me. That's why I like Food Noms. It's just a nicer iOS experience.
I want to check it out, but I've got all this momentum of 2,800 plus days of my Fitness Pal that I don't want to throw away.
I know, I felt that way too, but once I threw it away, I didn't care anymore. The hard part, hardest part is not that. The hardest part is building up your database, because there's a lot of stuff that MyFitnessPal has that nobody else has.
And yeah, but as the Food Noms website will point out, there's a lot of garbage in MyFitnessPal that is completely inaccurate.
Yes, there are a lot of entries for things in MyFitnessPal where it's like, no, that is not the right amount of calories, and I know that's not the right amount of calories, and I don't know why you're saying that's the right amount of calories.
Because years ago, they switched over to a crowdsourced model.
Yeah, well, their crowd sucks.
Yeah, I know, and I'm part of it.
Sorry, you don't suck.
Well, I mean, I'll suck down this beer.
There's you, and then there's the rest of the crowd.
They used to have a staff that verified everything. Mm-hmm. And that would be like a verified entry, little
staff
check mark in there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. A verified staff infection. And then they changed it over to a crowdsource model so that if enough people say, yeah, this is right, then that becomes canon.
But it's just bizarre how many things are like 20 calories off or some weird number. And it's like, what?
Because if enough people trust it, then it, exactly, it's in the freaking label. And that's what drives me nuts is like every time. So Wegmans is the grocery chain that I usually go to. Mm-hmm. You know that because Marco Arment goes to Wegmans and he'll like sit in a Wegmans and use their Wi-Fi or whatnot.
But Syracuse is the guy that lives near you. So it must be a whole East Coast chain thing.
Oh, yeah. They're based in Cooperstown. Also, Cooperstown, home of Omegang Brewery. Hello.
Why haven't you dropped by Syracuse's house, by the way? He's got to be somewhere near you.
He's in Boston, and I'm sure he would think that that is really weird and creepy because we've never had any interaction before. Although, shout out John Syracuse. Let me quote Scott Wilsey. John Syracuse is a national treasure.
That's right. But if you dropped by and then you gave him a nice hug, I don't think it would be creepy.
Hi, John. Hug out of nowhere. He'd be like, who the hell are you? What are you doing here? I don't know this guy. This random guy just shows up and gives me a hug. Anyway.
That's actually a pretty good John Syracuse impression.
Anyway.
Oh my God, I like
that. And I'm drunk too, so just keep that in mind. Anyway.
Maybe we just discovered that he's an alcoholic and no one ever knew it before.
let's send that feedback to ATP.
Although I gotta say, if he's an alcoholic, he really maintains his ability to cognate.
Very functional. Very yes. functional. Anyway, like I will go and buy, say, Wegmans cheese pizza or something mm-hmm. like that.
Of course.
And I'll look it up, Wegmans cheese pizza. And MyFitness, let me just do this right now. Add food, dinner, Wegmans, not Weemend, Wegmans cheese pizza. So Weemend, this gal that I was dating, this is our term. Like one time she misspelled weekend. Uh-huh. And of course I had to, you know, message her back and say, oh, you know, Weemend. And that became our thing. And so now Weemend is actually not only in the dictionary, it's a suggested spelling in my
great
iOS keyboard.
Now it never lets go.
No, never lets go. So I searched for Wegmans cheese pizza. Cheese pizza, Wegmans, one slice. We should just put this, a screenshot of this in the show notes. Can we do
That's
that?
That's fine. Yeah, take a screenshot and send it.
Cheese pizza, one slice, 450 calories.
Okay.
Pizza cheese, Wegmans, a quarter cup, 90 calories.
Quarter cup? Who eats pizza by the cup?
Well, it's,
what do they do? Stuff it in there? Like?
So it's the cheese that you put on pizza in this case. But anyway,
okay.
Large cheese pizza, Wegmans, one slice, 270 calories. Non-cheese pizza, half pizza, 470 calories. Pizza, cheese, and pepperoni, Wegmans, one slice, 470 calories. Large cheese pizza, Wegmans, one slice, 310 calories. Pizza, Wegmans, one slice, 300 calories. Cheese pizza, Wegmans, cheese pizza, one slice, 270 calories. Pizza cheese, Wegmans pizza cheese, 29 grams, 90 calories. Thin crust pizza cheese, wait. Asterisk space thin crust pizza space hyphen space cheese space asterisk
exclamation mark question mark
Wegmans 0.2 pizzas 133 grams 300 calories cheese pizza. So I could go on, but you get
could literally just pick the amount of calories you want.
Exactly. It's just like someone just threw whatever. Now, if you go to Wegmans.com, they have a nutrition's facts page where you can get all the details right there.
So what's the definitive answer? What is
I don't know. It depends on the pizza.
And does Wegmans use a question mark, exclamation mark, dash?
I don't think they do, but they definitely do use an asterisk space hyphen space asterisk in their calculations, which is hilarious. Now, I've got like about four ounces of beer left to go. And now I want to go to Wegmans.
No,
but I should not be behind the wheel of anything right now.
But do you have one of those little tiny motorized scooters?
No, but I have something called Instacart.
Hey, Peter, there's a highway or something behind you because I've been watching the lights drive by that window back there. There's like they're all going in the same direction. It's always in the same direction.
Yeah. That's route. That is a highway. Yes. And the where it is, you only see one direction of traffic.
Right. Which direction is that? Eastbound, westbound, northbound, southbound?
Boy, I wasn't ready for the trick question, but it's westbound.
That is so tricky.
This is after two of these beers? Yes, it is. So I can go to the Wegmans app and, oh, it's set for curbside pickup. That will not do. Let me open up the...
Because Peter doesn't have a curb.
Actually, that's not true. I do have a curb. But sorry. I also have the Wegmans Meals to Go app.
Peter's got curb appeal. I hear that's important.
And they can deliver it to me.
I hear your value goes up if you have curb appeal.
I have curb appeal, man. I think that applies to real estate, but I'll take it. Mm-hmm. So I've had just enough to drink tonight that I'm tempted to order a pizza.
The operating system of the world is drunk.
I thought it was money, and then I thought it was me.
Right, but I'm nominating you. That's what I'm saying. You're the operating system of the world.
Why am I having to search for an address? You know where I am. Log me in. All right. Yes, please leave it at my door. No, don't leave it at my door. Ring the freaking doorbell. It's totally cool. Pizza and wings. Pizza. Because look, the last thing I want is for someone to leave a nice hot pizza on my doorstep.
Three hours later, you wake up and stuff.
And me not get the iOS notification that someone left something.
And not only is the slice missing, but now it's frozen.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Add to cart one Wegmans cheese pizza. Okay, I don't know what I just added, but my cart has $541 in it.
Peter, do not press the order button.
I'm going to click on my cart and see what's in there.
You know what? You need to go to John Syracuse's house right now and ask him to figure out your cart for you.
John, help me. Show details. Sliced beef tenderloin, 35 to 40 pieces, Danny's favorite party collection, Mediterranean medley, sushi celebration tray, 58 pieces.
Wait, did you have
a
wish list? You had a wish list going.
Apparently I did, and it's all in there.
You had a save for later list going.
Apparently I did. A sushi celebration tray, a fresh cooked shrimp tray. I never added that. I have never added a fresh cooked shrimp tray to my thing. No.
This is going to be quite an evening. Oh my God.
Oh my God, indeed.
I'm headed over. I'm coming over.
Update. How do I delete?
I'm going to call in dead from work for the next week and I'm going to be right over.
Dude, there's this $541 grazing party platter thing in my thing that I never put there.
For the sheep in your family.
Listen, I am now tipsy. I know this. I have had parties where I have looked at Wegmans to get the groceries fulfilled. I know this. I never added a $500 grazing party platter to my thing.
For the barnyard animals in your family.
That never happened.
Peter grazing on...
All right, now my cart has $10 in it, and that's a large cheese pizza.
Oh my God.
But a $20 minimum... is required for delivery.
You know, that would have cost more than your iPad mini, I think.
Yeah, it was close. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
You can't read comics on the Wegmans grazing party platter.
Oh, no, you could lay... It's going to be big enough. You could lay comics out on
You already have to... Yeah.
There's a chicken French meal or a chicken Parmesan meal.
Or a French chicken meal.
Nope, there's none of that.
Bring the chicken!
Oh, a barbecued pulled pork meal. Wow. So I have to add...
Please don't pull your pork.
I have to have a minimum of $20 for delivery.
This is going to be the worst episode ever.
Now, this is the best episode ever, man. This is awesome. I love it. I'm going to look at wings because I've never had Wegmans wings. I'm really curious.
Okay. Wegmans wings are exactly 250, 340, 2288 calories.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They're all that.
Wegmans hyphen dash colon.
Asterisk. Question asterisk, mark.
1, 2, 3. Question mark. Wings. All caps.
Okay. Oh, pizza and wings is a category. So, of course, I would find wings under the pizza category. Chicken, boneless chicken bites, jumbo chicken wings. Let's
Nobody
go there.
Nobody ever eats wings without pizza. That just does not happen.
So a 5-piece chicken wings is $8. 10-piece is $14. When did wings become 140 cents a wing? I used to go to this place called the Red Hat down in Bowdoin Street near Government Center.
Wasn't that a Linux? I swear that was a
Linux. It was. It is still a Linux owned by IBM now. They would do a thing. I don't know what they do now, post COVID, but pre COVID, they did 10 cent wing nights. You had to go there, you had to order a drink, an alcoholic beverage. If you ordered a non-alcoholic...
Yeah, but you don't know what creatures these wings came off of.
They were chickens. They were little chickens.
Are you sure? Yeah. They're probably poor little sparrows.
Not at all. You had to order a beverage, an alcoholic beverage. If you ordered a non-alcoholic beverage, they would charge you like $5 for a Coke, which was hilarious. Because I had cheap friends. They're like, I'll just have a ginger ale. And they get that. And it's like... non-alcoholic drink tax on the menu. They had a funny name for it on the receipt. I don't remember what it was.
They blatantly told you they were stiffing you.
But listen, dude, you could order 100 wings for $10.
100 wings?
I'm not kidding. We used to love that place. It was amazing. It was hilarious. And then we went there once and like they were serving like blatantly bad wings. They had turned. They were like way past their expiration date.
Was this like new ownership?
I don't know, but we remember telling the waitress like there's something wrong with these, and she did not seem at all surprised. She was like, she just picks them up and walks away with them, came back 10 minutes or 5 minutes later with a new plate of wings.
Were they better?
They were better. So I am really kind of curious. Now, this is probably the beer talking.
No, it's you.
But I would like to see what Red Hat is like these days. I wonder if they still do 10-cent wing nights. It used to be all day Sunday and then Monday nights and Tuesday nights.
Peter, you should call them right now and say, what about the beer, the wing, 10-cent
wings? I want the 10-cent wings and...
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that'd be great.
If you like that sort of
you call them up
funny,
and you're like, I love you.
I love you so much. I miss you. I'm so sorry. Oh god.
That would be awesome to call a restaurant and do that. Oh my god.
Like, because that's never happened, right?
No.
All right, my cart has $36 in it right now.
Roger that. So you got one pizza, one wing, a 5-set wing.
I think I put two wings. Oh no, I have a barbecued pulled pork meal. I'm going to delete that. That brings me down to one cheese pizza and one jumbo chicken wings.
Peter, delete the pulling of the pork.
I'm going to message a friend of mine who lives nearby and say, "Hey, do you want..."
He's typing very slowly.
"Pizza..." Well, I'm dealing with autocorrect because it's like, "Do your wasn't..."
He's dealing with auto buzz and autocorrect at the same time.
"Do you wasn't pizza with me? I am drunk."
Oh, you're forewarning this person.
"And about..." This is my running buddy who I ran the Bay State Marathon with. Yeah.
"I am drunk and I'm not sure if I'm..."
Oh, no. I've definitely sent a text to a woman telling her that I'm drunk already, but I didn't get the expected response or the desired response, a response. I got responses. That's not true. That's not true.
Was
I got a response.
"Never message me again"?
No, it wasn't that, but it wasn't "I'll be right over" either. Well, so it's okay. Which is not... This is not... I want... When I'm with the woman,
yes,
I want to be at my best.
I know.
I don't want to be...
No, no. When you're with me, on the other hand.
But my running buddy, I mean, frankly, over the last several months, I spent a lot more time with my running buddy than any woman over the last several months, because we ran a lot.
Peter, are you saying you've been admiring his hamstrings?
No, I was always in the lead.
Oh. Well, now you're going to fall down on the floor and he's going to be able to admire your hamstrings even more.
"Do you want pizza emoji with me? I am drunk and about to order from Armand."
Armand? I think you mean Wegmans.
No, now it's from Weemend. And I'm sure he's probably like heading to like, jiu-jitsu or Krav Maga class
probably,
right now. So, yeah. He's gonna be like, no, I'm being responsible and doing the right thing, you drunkard.
Yeah, he's bettering himself while you drink yourself into ruin.
This is amazing. Oh, God. Okay, well, that's great. On that note, I have like 1 ounce left of this amazing beer, which has gotten me amazing me inebriated.
1.5 fingers left.
I think we should probably wrap it up because this has been, speaking of the marathon, this has been a marathon episode.
This has been a longer than normal episode.
I didn't finish the whole, I didn't freaking mic drop moment though, or punchline. I had my physical therapy this morning and the guy was just like, yeah, start running again.
Yes.
Yeah.
You told us
Did I?
Yeah. Run, walk, run, walk.
Oh, okay. I told you that. I didn't know I told us that.
I think so.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So. I'll find out when I edit.
I did a run/walk/run/walk.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that come up on my Apple Watch, and I was like, oh, awesome. Peter's actually out.
Can you actually see the workout, or you just see the fact that I did a workout?
I can see. If I tap on that, I can see some details of the workout, yeah.
Okay, well, I will send you all of the details for the workout, and you're welcome to post that in the show notes, too. But it's hilarious because, like, there has never been a better 12-minute run. It's pretty hilarious. But, yeah, like, the sawtooth part, it's just like you're building up, heart rate building, 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 and then stop. And then building, 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 stop. Building, 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 stop.
There have been times in my life, I'm not kidding, there has been at least one time in my life where a 12-minute run would have seemed like a task. Like, it would have seemed
like... Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. But this is not one of those times. Today, it was just like, can I keep... Okay, fine, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'll wait.
Hey, I got to tell you, not only is your minimalist shoe thing working for my knee amazingly well, like, I have less pain running with minimalist shoes than I did when I was only biking. Total knee pain gone. And not only that, but I am much stronger on the bike now. I mean, it's
That's
just
awesome.
It is awesome because I just enjoy the feeling of running. I just enjoy it.
That is awesome. I'll bet you my running buddy is about to like go right into a Krav Maga class. And he's like, why is he, Peter, message me right now?
Tell him to come to Krav Maga Pizza.
All right. I have just enough proprioception to safely make my way down to
get the pizza.
Couch.
No, don't forget, Peter, you have to stay awake.
I have not yet ordered the pizza.
Oh, send me your phone and I will push order.
Scott, if somebody wants to get in touch with us, let's be honest, they probably already know how to. But if they wanted to find us and send us some listener feedback for this hilarious episode, at least I think it's hilarious, how would they do that?
Well, first, what they can do is they can go to friendswithbeer.com.
They were going to say they could go straight to hell.
They can. And then on that page, there's probably somewhere a link that says contact us. And then they can open their Twitter and it will be friendswbeerpod. And that cracks you up every...
Friends Wabeer Pod.
That cracks you up every single time.
It does. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, so please get a hold of us and give us feedback and tell Peter that you love him and you're happy about his soft tissue or whatever. Creepy at all. Okay, and I'll put your workout in the notes and life will be good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
You should get some sleep. The jet lag will kill us.
Yeah, the jet lag.
The jet lag.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And big red button.